Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode number 243 of the We Don't Know Either podcast. I'm Lindsay.
I'm Nick.
I'm Michael.
Remind your hosts to get their act together, leave work, and record with us on a Friday afternoon.
And then maybe we can have more than just the three of us.
Yeah. Just skip work. Who needs it?
So I hosted like 2 weeks ago, and I got some feedback on the podcast. And basically, they're like, oh, my God, you're Nick. And I'm like, yeah, Nick from the podcast? Yeah. When are you going to get another person in there?
Yeah. That's fair. We're working on it. It's hard when we record in the day.
Ask your regular host.
Right.
Why aren't you on the podcast?
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll get him on here. I like it. I like that idea. Okay. So I want to kick it off because I haven't kicked it off in a while. And I just want to start today. So here we go. So I want to talk about stingrays.
Okay.
You know,
aquatic creatures.
Hunting wabbits.
They are the assassins of the deep.
Are they?
Yeah, the crocodiles took out the contract on Steve Irwin. Stingrays took care of it.
Actually, I have a lot of notes about Steve Irwin's death.
Okay.
Because that's related. So he unfortunately passed away in 2006.
Has it been that long?
It's been 2000.
You're old now.
Wow.
Yeah, over a decade ago. You know, it barbed him in the chest and he pulled it out and he passed unconscious. The footage is there and the camera guy only talked about it years after, and obviously a very tragic thing. At that time, how many fatal stingray attacks, including his, happened in Australia?
And hearkening back to a couple of weeks ago, what is the hospital code for stingray to the heart?
Yeah. Yeah. So how many fatal attacks were recorded in Australia since 1945, and that's including Steve Irwin. Yeah.
Three. I was going to go like one. Yeah. Just Steve Irwin.
Wait, including Steve Irwin? One.
Right.
What's your answer?
I'm going to say since when? Since
1945. For the record, there's not a big database on this like there are for sharks because it's, you know, obviously rare.
Here's my question.
Sharks is like four people a year.
I'm wondering if there were residual stingrays attacks from their use in World War II.
Was it attacks or deaths?
Deaths.
Okay. Fatal attacks is the language
I'm saying it's in single digits.
But what do we know?
I'm
saying we know sharks is four. We know ballpoint pens is like 16.
Per year, though.
This is since 1945. In Australia, specifically.
Just in Australia.
And the surrounding waters,
I'm going to go with one. One makes it super interesting.
I'm going to just to play...
Devil's advocate.
Well, not just to play the game. Three.
You're dead on, Michael.
Yes.
So Steve Irwin was the third fatal attack in Australia since 1945, which the way that it was covered and the way I remember hearing about it, it was like, don't go near stingrays and they're very dangerous. But you feed them at certain places. There's different.
Have you been to Stingray City?
Yeah, Grand Cayman.
Yeah, Grand Cayman.
Yeah, if you hold the thing too close to your body and you touch it, you get a stingray hickey. Mm-hmm. They were like, don't do that. And I was like, no, thank you. Gross. But yeah, only three, which I thought it was a lot more. They said that there was a string of stingray mutilations after his death too. They'd find.
Oh yeah. Same thing happens after like fatal shark attacks and all these weird things.
Yeah. They wash up bodies that are missing tails and scratches and things.
Cause as I understood it, I didn't really hear it. It's like, beware of stingrays. I heard it was kind of a freak accident,
yeah.
But kind of somebody being in the wrong place, because as I understood it, the cameraman was underneath while Steve was coming over the top.
So the stingray,
I wouldn't say caused.
The reaction of the stingray.
Right, so the stingray freaked out, whipped up, and that's how he caught Steve. That's how I understood the story.
Yeah. I thought the barbs shoot. Do they not shoot?
I think they whip and then they catch.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes more sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was more of like a stabbing. I don't want to get too into talking about his death,
but that's
how the other accidents also happened in that way too. A few years ago, in 2014 in Singapore, I believe, an aquarium tank manager was killed in a similar accident where he got barbed by a stingray.
But not in Australia.
But it wasn't Australia. Yeah. It was just a fact. which now I have a follow-up. If you gentlemen would like to come down a journey of...
Shoot.
Yeah, what is the stereotype about Australia?
That
everything in the country can kill you.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. So,
and they like Vegemite.
So, right. My follow-up question.
And Paul Hogan.
What animal kills the most in Australia?
Hippos.
Hippos aren't... Are there hippos? There aren't any hippos in Australia?
Yeah, I don't think so.
No.
This is according to Australia's National corneal information system.
Right.
I mean, they did a big decade-long
I was thinking Africa
survey.
For some reason. Just
yeah, Australia different from Africa. They both start with A, though, so you're close.
For the record, I have the top 9. Or, well, top 10, but there's a tie for 5th.
So you always got to think animal deaths.
Animal deaths. Snakes got to be, I don't think they're number 1, but they got to be on that list.
Number, well, especially
snakes
in Australia.
Snakes are number 7.
Number 7, okay.
They are, in Australia, is home to like 5 of the 10 deadliest snakes.
Everything.
Yeah, see?
Spiders? Bugs?
Bees are number 5. Spiders are not on the list at all.
Mosquitoes would always be my number 1.
Sure.
Across the board. No matter where it is.
Nope.
I would think industrialized country at that point.
There's like 1% of Australia that's an industrialized country. The rest of it is the middle of nowhere.
Okay.
Also, I want to say that this also includes accidents that animals cause. So I leave that as it were.
Are emus still a thing?
Accidents that animals
number
9 cause.
On the list.
Yes.
Emus are number 9.
Emus are dicks.
Yeah. You know what animal are just complete a-holes?
Chickens.
No, not chickens. Llamas.
Oh, yeah. They spit at you.
They spit at you. Like, they block the road. I'm just trying to get by.
Llamas are not on the list. Seventh
is it your host picture of you on top of a llama?
That's a yak.
That's a yak. Okay.
That is me on a yak.
Obviously. And obviously,
which
yaks
I also,
on the list.
Like, yaks are not on the list.
Yaks not on the list?
Not in Australia.
So, number one.
By the way, yaks, by the way, very chewy.
They chew a lot or chewy?
They are very chewy. It is a very tough meat.
I'm going to go with like jellyfish.
Ooh, good guess.
No, jellyfish, jellyfish, goats, camels, sheep, and fish combined for like less to not even meet the list.
Aww.
So they were mentioned, but
sharks can't be on that list, right?
Sharks are tied in 5th with bees. So you guys didn't get 1 through 4 even close yet.
Wow.
And you haven't gotten 8.
Hyenas.
There's no hyenas in...
Okay, Australia and Africa are two different places.
Yeah.
I don't know why. What should we call it?
The little dingoes.
Dingoes, that's what I was
You're thinking of the Lion King.
I am.
Which is, again, not set in Australia. But if Disney wants to set a musical in Australia, I'm all aboard.
Okay.
What did you say?
Dingoes.
No.
The dingo ate the baby.
No.
No. Okay.
Just that one baby, though.
Yeah.
These are all animals. That you've heard of.
Crocodiles.
Yes, number 8.
How could crocodiles not be the first thing that comes to mind?
Number 8, though, and they're still not
even
in the top 4.
How could them not be the first thing that come to mind?
Yeah.
What else?
Alligators different? Does Australia have alligators?
I'm going to say Australia does not have alligators.
They have crocodiles.
Very wrong there. Yeah.
Okay.
You're missing the most Australian animal.
Scorpions.
Koala bears.
No.
Kangaroos.
Kangaroos.
Are they number 1?
No, they're number 4.
Okay.
So we still need a top 3.
So top 3 are all found in North America as well as Australia.
Top 3 are all found in North America.
And I would argue cause a lot of deaths in North America as well.
There's not any kind of jungle. I mean, Australia, I feel like, is mostly desert. So they have to be desert like scorpions or...
It's not like dogs. Is it?
Number 3, dogs.
Dogs.
Cats.
Nope.
Okay.
People. Man. Man is the most dangerous
game.
Would it help? Would it help if I told you where most of these deaths occur?
Yes,
sure.
Public roads and farms.
Deer.
No, I don't know if they have deer in Australia.
I'm sure they have some form of deer, antelope, moose.
I don't. I've never been to Australia.
Impalas.
Impala. Yeah, there's some sort of deer analog.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. We need to call up Nathan Walker, the Caps, and the first Australian to ever play in the NHL. He'll know all of these answers for us.
Yeah, that'd be great. That'd be great. You know what? If you're listening. Come on the show.
It almost seems in there. It's like, did you use census data or did you use...
There's 11 different ways to organize this information.
Number 2.
Okay.
Cows.
Sure. Oh, okay.
Causing a lot of car accidents and things. Yeah. And number 1, horses. Horses.
Oh. Again, car accidents. Mainly car accidents.
Here's the thing, though, about this data. So this
I don't argue cars
survey,
were causing the issues there.
The most recent data was up to, I think, like 2011 or something. So it's a few years old while they've been collecting this. Only 254 animal-related deaths across the whole country of Australia. So it's really, they're trying to release this data.
Go ahead.
I know, we just talked about interrupting each other. They're trying to release this data to combat the stereotype that everything in Australia wants to kill you.
That's not how I read that. I read that the people of Australia are very adept at dealing with these deadly animals. There's two different ways to look at that, and I choose to look at the second.
As a tourist, I am dead.
Right. Was the picture of like scrub brush and everything else, and it's like there are 37 things in this picture that will kill you.
Yeah.
I remember a friend of mine was in Australia and posted a meme or something like that. There's a big spider with a guy pointing a gun at it. It's like, you know, I started by throwing my shoe at him, but when he threw the shoe back at me, is when I knew he had issues.
I was down in Costa Rica. This is actually one of the first stories I ever told on the podcast, like one or two.
Okay.
Literally, if you go back and listen to podcast one or two, I'll probably tell the same story. So every 250 episodes, I'll tell the same story. When we went down to our honeymoon down in Costa Rica, we woke up one night in the middle of the night. I went to the bathroom, and I didn't have my glasses on, so I can't see anything.
Sure.
So I go to the bathroom, and I look up, and I go, huh, that spider looks way bigger than it should. I'm going to go get my glasses and take a look at it. And I go get my glasses, I put it on, and the spider is as big as a dinner plate. Like, it's 16 inches from, like, foot segment to other foot segment on the other side. And I went and I woke up Sarah, and I go, okay, she is not an insect person. She is not a spider person.
Got it.
And I'm like, there's a spider in the bathroom. And she's like, well, kill it. And I'm like, I don't wanna. And she's like, okay, what do we do? And I'm like, well, we should probably go up to like the security office of the place that we were and have them come down and get it.
And have them get the axe.
And because we had done a little bit of research, and there's like two kinds of giant spiders in Costa Rica. One of them is the horse bite tarantula, which has enough venom in the bite to kill a horse. And the other one is some sort of tarantula that spits venom.
Oh.
So, or some sort of spider that spits venom. So. Sure. Bad and worse, I guess, are the two ways to look at it. So we went and we got the security guard from the thing, and he goes, you both came, so neither one of you kept an eye on it? And we're like, we are so dumb. Oh, my God. Like, we can never go back there ever again. So we went back down there, and he's like, I'm like, I'm sorry I had to come get you. It's like 3 o'clock in the morning. He's like, I'm sorry I had to come get you. He's like, no, it's good. I have a gun. And I'm like, wait, what? Like, okay. So he goes in, and thank God the spider was still there.
Oh, that would be terrifying.
Yeah, if he's gone.
He shot the spider? So the spider,
he did not shoot the spider, but he went, as he was walking down, he picked up like a big stick and like walked in, and I go, it's right over there. And he looks at it and he goes, uh-huh. And he goes back outside and he puts the stick down and picks up a much bigger stick. And he comes back in and he hits it and it falls off the wall. And then, like, he's jumping around, like, slamming the stick on the floor of the bathroom, like, trying to get it. And he's like, okay, I got it. And he took a giant banana leaf and, like, wrapped up the whole spider and, like, carried it out and, like, threw it out into the jungle. And he goes, okay, that should be good. He goes, the good news is there's usually only one spider of that size. Like, an ecosystem of, like, 2 miles can only support, like, one spider of that size. And we're like, oh, that makes us feel so much better. Thank you very much. He goes, well, except they usually travel in mated pairs.
Oh,
what? And he just killed his wife? This is the worst news you could ever give me. So, anyway, that was my spider story.
I'm going to need a new hotel room.
Yeah, gosh.
New hotel.
New country.
New country.
Yeah.
That's terrifying.
Yes, it was very much terrifying.
All right. So, Michael, yes. Cheer us up with a good fact.
Well, I also have something that'll kill some people. Oh. Peanut butter.
Okay.
I know some people that are allergic to peanuts.
There you go.
So, by law in the United States, any product labeled peanut butter has to be at least how much percentage of
peanuts?
Yes.
Everything that both of your facts this week and last had a lot of peas in them.
And peanuts. We have very few pop filters on our microphones.
I know, yeah. So it has to be a certain percentage of peanuts.
Yes. So what percentage? It has to be at least a certain percentage of peanuts to be labeled peanut butter. Otherwise, it has to be called peanut spread.
I've just been making a lot of nut jokes.
Nut butter. So it's either going to be really high or really low.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
You are both wrong. It is 50%.
Those are options.
So, and if it's below a certain level, it's peanut spread. That makes me think it's really high. So I'm going to go with 90%.
Okay.
I was going to guess 90 as well.
You are both correct. It is dead on the money, 90%, which makes my fact a lot less interesting.
Wow.
Yeah, no. By law, any product labeled peanut butter in the U.S. must be at least 90% peanuts.
Wow, that's great to know.
That is good, which makes me question now the rest of the peanuts that are in there.
I have follow-up peanut
butter. Oh, please. Yes. Follow-up with your peanuts.
How many peanuts does
it
take?
I'm sorry. Don't you mean you want to spread more facts on us?
No, he definitely does not.
Okay, sorry.
Let's move on.
Yeah. What's your facts? Go.
It takes how many peanuts to make a 12-ounce jar of peanut butter?
A lot.
How many?
374.
Dead on the money. Nancy is dead on the money.
Is it really?
No, it's not.
Oh, man.
1,288.
540 peanuts to make one 12-ounce jar of peanut butter, which is not as many as I thought it would be.
Is a 12-ounce jar a standard? That's not a standard jar, is it?
It's the fact I haven't.
Like, how big is a jar of like Jif? I feel like that's more than 12
ounces.
12 ounces
is a GIF.
I feel like 12 ounces is like a can of soda, like a jar of GIF.
I feel like 12 ounces is like the little small one,
guys,
I have in the office.
Wait, I don't want to blow your minds here, but products come in different sizes.
No, I know
so
it does. But
you can like purchase different size jars of things. They have multiple
are you sure?
options in the store.
No, but when you're doing like a standard how much thing does the standard thing happen in, I feel like you use a standard size, and I feel like the bigger one is the standard. Or maybe I just like peanut butter and I just buy the big peanut butter.
Yeah, I don't know. You shop at Costco a lot.
I do. I almost exclusively.
Well, yeah, there you
go.
Well,
I'm a big fan of peanut butter, so I only get the big ones too.
Once a month I take out an additional mortgage and I go to Costco.
Every week I take out a loan and go to Whole Foods.
There you go.
Thank you, Michael, for letting me get your fact correct.
Absolutely.
I appreciate you.
Dead on the money. Has that ever happened for like a number thing?
For 90%? Yeah, I feel like you guys.
He just did it like 4 minutes ago.
With what?
With my Australian death count.
Oh, with three.
Stingrays.
Oh, you're right. You're absolutely right.
I don't know
how you expect me to think all the way back one interesting fact ago. That's nearly impossible.
Oh, gosh. Okay, so why don't you talk about your facts?
Okay, my facts. I've got a couple. I don't have any really good ones.
I always love it when I do
have more peanut facts if you guys need those as well. We'll come back to that if we need them. These came from the National Peanut Board, and those guys party.
They do. They party hard.
Do you guys hear that sound of everyone clicking off this podcast?
All right. I've got a lot of name-related facts.
Oh.
So I will give you the real name along with a brief description, and you tell me who it is.
Oh, great. Pop culture.
Yeah.
Bring it.
Kind of. John Carlton is the real name of this fictional movie star who is adapted after Jean-Claude Van Damme.
He's a fictional movie star?
He's a fictional movie star.
One more time?
John Carlton is the real name of this fictional movie star who is modeled after Jean-Claude Van Damme.
I have a guess.
Okay.
Is it Johnny Cage from Mortal Kombat?
It is Johnny Cage from Mortal Kombat. That is amazing. We are on fire in this podcast. We are nailing everything.
That was.
Wait, I thought Mortal Kombat was a video game.
It is, but in the game he's a movie star. Like the character himself is a fake movie star.
Oh.
Right.
Cool.
And he's a fictional movie star,
right?
Right. So, all right, that's one, but that's John Carlton is his real name.
Seriously?
Johnny Cage is a stage name.
I always thought Johnny Cage was like his real name.
Yeah, no, Johnny Cage is his stage name. If you look at the backstory of the characters of Mortal Kombat.
I would not have gotten it if you didn't say he was modeled after John
Van
Damme.
Well, that's why I threw that in there. Yeah. To make it possible. All right. One other. Charles Entertainment Cheese is the full name.
Oh, Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah. He has the E stands for something. It stands for entertainment.
I like that.
I had no idea.
Right? All your life, you know Chuck E. Cheese, but you never knew what
Chuck
the E
Cheese
stood for.
I did.
Charles
know that.
Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Well, probably trivia related. Honestly, something
but
that's come
Charles
across.
Entertainment Cheese is his full name.
I like that.
So,
where did you find these?
It's just a deep diving on Wikipedia, going from thing to thing to thing.
Oh.
So, yeah, I ended up there. I also have the color of the year. I've got a whole bunch of other things.
Hang on. I can
I'm
get
so
that.
Excited.
Is it gray?
That's right. The best part of the end of the year stuff in December is to do of the year stuff. I love it.
Right. What shade is this year's
turquoise
color of the year?
Green.
Gray.
By Sherman Williams. Sherman Williams' color of the year.
Gray. Oh.
It is not gray.
For the listeners who don't know, Michael's colorblind.
Green.
Everything is
I
gray.
Think it's a shade of green.
It is fairly,
it's like
yes.
a forest green or something.
It's
like
not a forest green. It's more of a teal aqua.
Did I say that? That was the first time
it's
I
It's like
said
a blue-green kind of thing. Yeah. It's called Oceanside.
Yeah. I've asked that, I think, or something similar.
Something. Well, that changes year to year, but yeah.
Yeah.
So that's that. And then another color one that I can give you. What is the official color of St. Patrick?
Green.
That is incorrect.
Emerald green.
White.
That is not correct. No.
I don't know. Those are my orange.
The official color of St. Patrick is blue.
Oh.
It's called St. Patrick's Blue. It's kind of a sky blue.
Oh, beautiful. Mm.
So the color green only became associated with St. Patrick after the fact. The color green specifically represents the divide between Ireland and Great Britain.
Hmm.
But St. Patrick's official color is blue.
Hmm. Wow.
See, great. I don't know how to make any of those into facts. I'll make some of them into actual questions, but there's no like guessing game there. It's just a lot of interesting facts.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, everybody, this is how we write our trivia.
Yeah.
Huh.
Well, how about that?
All right, then.
Now, how do we make that into a question?
I have one quick thing for the end of the podcast. I'm pretty excited about. Just to continue on the random stuff train. Uh-huh. Boop, toot, toot. That's the train. Woo, woo. Okay. And trains have nothing to do with my fact. Okay. I just wanted to make that noise. Okay, so who owns the trademark Don't Mess With Texas?
Lionel Brothers.
Or what entity, what
That was a train thing. Joke. Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
I got it.
Thank you.
It's Brio.
I'm sorry, could you repeat the question?
Who owns Don't Mess With Texas?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Or not a particular person, but just what
Like what company? Like you'd say like the Dallas Mavericks own it or something along those lines, but it's probably not that.
Yeah.
Don't Mess With Texas. This has got to be like, is it like Pete's Hot Sauce or something like that?
No.
That is a great, great guess.
Right?
It would be greater if it was correct.
It would be greater if it was correct. But that's, I mean, like, I could see it all lining up. Like, it all, like, I could see through the matrix. Like, I could see all of that coming together.
I threw it out and you went, I know how you got there.
Right. Yeah. I followed your train of thought exactly. And it was a brilliant train of thought, even though it was horribly, horribly wrong.
You laugh. If it's Tabasco, I was pretty damn close.
Yeah, absolutely.
It is not Tabasco.
Okay.
That's what the narrator, like, not my voice, but the narrator voice. It was not Tabasco.
No, I'll be very quick. 3 years later.
Yeah. Nick, any guesses?
No, I mean, I threw out the Dallas Mavericks. Is it some sort of, like, sporting team or franchise?
It is not, no.
I'm going to go with, like, Enron. Like, they bought it before it collapsed.
No. Halliburton?
I can say that it was bought in 2002, which is much more recent than I would have guessed.
Well, it was bought, so that means it was owned by somebody else beforehand.
Wasn't Walmart out of Texas?
No, you guys aren't even close.
No, the Waltons are out of, I have no idea.
Georgia? Tennessee?
That sounds right.
The origins of, I've been into word origins and etymology and saying things lately. I don't know, it's just a thing. So the Texas Department of Transportation owns the trademark.
Okay.
Interesting.
Any idea why? Think about it.
It's a littering theme.
Yeah.
It's a littering slogan.
Yeah.
Don't mess up Texas.
Yeah. Yeah. So in the late 80s, TxDOT or TxDOT, I don't know what their abbreviation is, but the Texas Department of Transportation was spending over $20 million on trash pickup annually. So they went to an ad agency and they're like, hey, we need some kind of slogan to stop littering, right?
Right.
And one of the...
We've got the Indian with a tear. Now we need... Yeah.
Rolling my eyes at you. So the ad exec or the person on the account, he was walking around his neighbor and he's like, man, this is messy. This is a mess. And it reminded him of what his mom used to say. Like, this is a mess. Clean this up. And so he's like, that's good. Mess, litter. Okay. Right. Texans have a lot of pride. Don't mess with Texas.
Right.
And it was born. And then when they originally debuted it on a series of commercials and things, people loved it so much. And they didn't immediately associate it with litter. But a few years later, in 1990, roadside trash and litter had decreased 72%.
Wow.
Yeah. So it worked.
The power of marketing.
Yeah, it worked. And now Don't Mess With Texas, they own it as of 2002, which is silly that they didn't immediately trademark that in 1986. I think they got very lucky that
somebody else didn't trademark it in the interim. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, it was because of trash pickup and littering. So it was literally don't put your mess on Texas. Don't Mess With Texas. Yeah.
Actually is super interesting.
So it just... Takes a whole new meaning.
Yeah,
of
it has nothing to do, like, the way you think of it has nothing to do with its original intention.
Yeah, but it worked, even though they didn't explicitly say, here's this littering slogan.
Speaking of trademarks, I don't know if this is 100% accurate.
I should probably look it up next week.
I'm going to look into it and use it next week, but it has to do with the creation of the Dallas Cowboys franchise in the NFL and how they were, like, holding a trademark, like, hostage in order to do it. So I'll look into it and make sure it's good.
All right, for next week, stay tuned. What's our secret phrase?
Secret phrase is emus are a-holes.
Emus are a-holes. We just did this with chickens or something. We have some.
You said you would not apologize to chickens.
Right.
Which I stand by. emus, though, I don't have a lot of experience with emus, but I don't want to prejudge them into the a-holes. So
I have no problem doing it. I have no problem being prejudiced.
You've met an emu.
I've never met an emu in person.
Uh-huh.
I have heard secondhand stories.
Okay,
see, that's not fair.
I've seen an emu in person.
Is it true then?
He just walked away from me. I was talking to him. He just didn't acknowledge me. He walked away.
He clearly had no concept of the language in which I was speaking.
No, he was not at all like courteous or gracious in any way.
Well, I'm I'm upset about your emu prejudice, and we're going to talk about that after the podcast, which, by the way, is We Don't Know Either. And I'm Lindsay.
I'm Nick.
I'm Michael.
We Don't Know Either.
Bye.